Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you. Exodus 2 and verse 1, and there went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." We could go a lot of different ways this morning, but there's just, from the text that I read to you, there's several days of preaching. Amen. So this story, I was probably 5-6 years old. Amen. This was one of my favorite stories. I think when I first started, it wasn't in this church. It was in the little white building that sat out front of where this one sat. Back one sat about the middle where the church is here. Amen. And I remember going to Sunday school class, and amen, and Sister Magadell Whitfield, she could tell the story of Moses real good, I'm telling you. I had several good teachers in Sunday school, and amen, knew how to tell, amen, the stories about what God had done to the children of Israel, and amen, how God had prepared for them, how God had labored for them, amen, and how God had protected and kept them and delivered them, amen. So Sunday school is a very important thing for young children. I think they really need to have the Word of God deeply ingrained in their spirit. Amen. And so here we read that concerning the mother, amen, the real mother of Moses, amen, and the situation that is surrounding this very act or this event. Amen. By the way, most of you probably know that, amen, if you have studied this Bible and read the whole story, amen, that Pharaoh had become afraid that the Hebrews were going to outnumber the Egyptians. And so Pharaoh had put out an edict, amen, or decree that when the Hebrew women, amen, gave birth there, it was to be Egyptian, amen, women were to be there, the midwives, and they had strict orders. And those orders were that if that child was a male, they were to, amen, simply drown it, amen, at the point of birth. Amen. And what they were doing was not much different than what goes on today. Hello. Amen. That was practiced, by the way, in China for many years, and probably still is in practice, because they limited them to a number of children that was very few. and the midwives would drown the little girl babies. Hello? Amen. They'd drown them at birth. Amen. Didn't want the girl. They wanted the boys. Look at China. I'm telling you, it's a mess today. It's going to be a mess in the future. Why? Because man's tampering with things he ought not have been tampering with. Amen. So we see here that they are under a strict edict. Amen. That if you, that little boy, baby, I'm telling you what, and you was in trouble if the, amen, if old Pharaoh come down and caught you breaking, amen, Pharaoh's rule, yeah, that was surely death for you. Amen. So here, Moses' mother was more than just a resister. She had a lot of faith and a lot of determination. Amen. Come on. She's not trusting, herself. She's trusting somebody a lot bigger than she is. Amen. Someone who has a lot more control and a lot more power and a lot more authority. We're going to look at that for just a little while this morning, and maybe just a couple other things that I want to throw in that God's dealt with my heart about. Amen. Looking at the characteristics of godly mothers. Amen. And so she saw that he was a goodly child. I'm telling you, before Moses was ever born, God had already ordained something. Amen. God had said, well, Brother Joe, the Bible don't say that, but I can tell you he is the chosen of God. Amen. Just as much as Jeremiah, amen, was told that before, amen, your mother ever conceived you, I ordained you while you was yet, amen, being carried by your mother, I ordained you a prophet. Amen. How many men and women of God are being destroyed by men, amen, when God's already ordained what they should be? Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. We live in a time that, amen, rejects God. Amen. And so it's nothing really, by the way, Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. Amen. So in that time, there was a decree. So she saw he was a goodly child, and she purposed in her heart she wasn't going to allow, amen, Pharaoh's edict to come about. I can tell you it's about time that mothers in this country that are godly mothers purpose in their heart they're not going to allow, amen, the enemy's edict to come about and destroy their children. Amen. Well, listen, you can destroy your child a lot more ways than just by physically. Amen. You can corrupt them to the point of destroying their eternal soul. Amen. So there's a lot of ways to destroy a child. Amen. So she made up her mind that she wasn't going to do that. Amen. And so now anybody that's ever had a youngin' in the house, an infant, amen, I can tell you the infants don't know anything about hiding from Pharaoh. Hello? And so I'm sure when little Moses, amen, got a little hungry, little Moses didn't waste any time in advertising to half the camp, amen, with the little loud screams that they specialize in. And, amen, when they go to doing that about 2 in the morning and make all your hair, if you got any left, stand up on top of your head, amen, and make both feet hit the floor, amen, if you come on with me, if you ever raised a child, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. And most of the time, it's when about the time that you fall into the best sleep. Amen. Of the nights when they went to screaming for something. Amen. Jose was hungry. Amen. So little. And by the way, amen, sound carries a lot better at night than it does in the daytime. Anybody notice that? Amen. So little Moses, amen, I'm sure was very hard to hide, amen, from those around about. And by the way, listen, Brother Joe, they was all Israelites down there. They wouldn't tell. Amen. I can tell you jealousy's cruel as the grave. Amen. I can tell you there's always somebody that's a little bit aggravated about something, and they don't care what harm it does. Amen. So I believe Jochebed had to hide that little boy, not only from Pharaoh, but from a lot of other folks. Maybe that might how let the, amen, cat out of the bag. Amen. So the Word of God says when she can no longer hide him. Now, you like to think the faith was over. It's just starting to get, amen, really faith. Amen. Because here she's been in control, but she's fixing to release her control. Amen. She fixed to put little Moses in some bigger hands. Amen. So the Word of God says when she can no longer hide him, amen, that she build an ark of bulrushes. Woo, thank God there's an ark. Amen. It's that little. Now, I'm telling you, the river's a dangerous place. Amen. Not only was Pharaoh, amen, but there's all kind of nice animals that, amen, feed on small things in that river. Hello? Amen. So she's built that ark. Amen. But I believe she's took the most utmost care. Amen. She's pitched it with slime. She's pitched it inside and out. Amen. She's made sure that little basket is going to, amen, resist the water. Amen. She's doing everything she can to make sure that little Moses is secure as far as it lies with her ability. Now you can tell Brother Joe anything you want. Amen. God's not going to do what we can do. Amen. God's simply set to do what we cannot do. Amen. What I can do, God expects me to do. Amen. And the rest of it, I trust God for. Hello? So, Jochebed, she's doing everything she can to make sure that little Moses is going to be safe and sound, or at least dry. Amen. And so she's made him that ark, and she's put him in the flags by the river's brink. Amen. On the near the bank, I mean, most of us seen rivers and the bulrushes and all that are growing up there. And amen, I tell you, it takes a lot of faith to leave a baby there. I've been over there to, amen, to Bear Lake. Now, I wasn't going to leave a youngin'. Come on. I said, but it takes a lot of faith to leave a child laying there like that. Amen. Even though she's got Miriam over here watching. Amen. Brother Joe knows these things called snakes. Amen. And all that kind of, amen. So undoubtedly, that's this little lady's a lady of faith. Amen. Thank God for mothers that have got faith. Amen. Faith in God. Hallelujah. Faith to believe God to do what they can't do. Amen. Glory to God that are willing to, amen, to put their children into God's hands and trust God with them. Amen. And God do things with them that they could never do. Amen. Hallelujah. So she laid that little baby out there in the bulrushes and set Miriam over there to watch him. But I want to tell you, God knows how to work things out. I've always marveled at how God can work things out. Amen. So as Miriam's over there, along comes Pharaoh's daughter down, the Word of God we read, and somebody hears that, hey, sees that bull, the little ark sitting out there, you know, and says, let's see what it is. I don't know, but somehow I kind of believe that the Lord may have pinched little Moses about time they, amen, pulled that cover back, but he went to squalling. And I want to tell you, if a woman's got any kind of heart at all left in her, when that baby goes to squalling, something just kind of crumbles all inside. It just melts. Amen. Woo! Amen. Even old mean, hateful old men that I've seen, amen, that baby starts crying. It just does something to them. Amen. Come on. Oh, yes, God's got perfect timing. God knows what He's doing. Amen. That little boy goes to crying, and she said it must be one of the Hebrew women's. Amen. And oh, Miriam's not going to miss a good opportunity. She comes trotting up. Amen. Shall I go fetch you a nurse? Amen. To take care of the baby. Come on, Brother Joe. God's raising up a deliverer. Hello? I said, God's raising up a deliverer. Amen. God's raising somebody that's going to deliver them from that Pharaoh. But listen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Isn't it a wonder what God can do? Amen. She went and fetched the baby's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said, here, I'll pay you wages. I'll pay you, amen, to nurse this little baby. Amen. And when he's coming, time for you to win him, you can bring him to me. Amen. But I want to tell you, God knows how to make the devil pay for what he's going to do. Oh, tell me that it can't happen. God's done it countless times. Amen. I thought about one of the translators of the Bible into the English language, out of the Latin. Amen. He had a few translations done. Amen. Wanted to give them away. And amen. But a Catholic priest that was trying to do away with the Bible in the English language, a Catholic cardinal it was, amen, sought through a merchant, amen, to buy the Bibles off the man rather than him give them away. And so he sold them for a pretty nice sum of change. Amen. What did he do with that, Brother Joe? Amen. He used that money to make about 10 times the Bibles that he had already printed up. And so the Catholic Church at that time that was trying to prohibit the Scriptures in the English language, amen, helped pay the bill, amen, to put, amen, the project for the man of God. Oh, amen. I always love it when the devil gets one up to, amen, God knows how, amen, to make the devil line up and do right sometimes when he don't even know what he's doing. Amen. So here in this passage, amen, here's the daughter of Pharaoh. She's paying, amen, Moses' mother to, amen, to be his nurse. Amen. And then she's going to carry him, amen, into the house of Pharaoh. Amen. But I want us to see a few things before I move any further this morning. Amen. It said in Hebrews that the Moses, that they hid him by faith. And Hebrews chapter 11 says she hid him by faith. They hid him by faith. Amen. But I want us to see something else. Amen. They took encouragement in the divine favor that God had given them. But I want to see faith in God promises quickens to the use of lawful means for obtaining mercy. Amen. In other words, faith moves us into that place of obeying God where the mercy of God can prevail in the life. Hello? Amen. Unless we move to that obedience, we're never going to get to that place. Amen. But she didn't just, amen, have an inactive faith. She had a real faith. Amen. That produced an action on her part. Amen. And I want to read what I believe one of the Matthew Henry said duty is ours. Amen. Events are God's. Oh, come on with me. Duty belongs to us. Events belong to God. What do you mean by that? I can tell you God brought about those things just in time, just like He intended. Amen. But the duty to obey and to carry through, amen, that fell with Jochebed. She had to do that. Otherwise, what God's, amen, God, the events that God has are never going to be there to work. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe, that I'm telling you we'll obey God? If we'll believe God enough to step out, amen, then God will produce the events that will cause it to be successful. Hallelujah. Woo. I said, but hold it. We got to step. How you going to step out, Brother Joe? By faith. Amen. I'm going to have to believe God. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that what diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 6 is clear. Amen. So she obeyed God. Put that baby down by the river. Amen. And in split second timing. Amen. Almost before you could blink an eye. Amen. I'm telling you, God has fixed things for a time to come. God has wrought some glorious works. Amen. Whoa, that God would give us mothers today. Amen. More of them. Amen. Than we already have by far. Amen. That would so put their children in the hands of God. That would so train them. Amen. I can tell you, I don't know what all she had to do in 3 months. I don't know what a baby learns in 3 months. Amen. My daughters may have a little clearer understanding about that than I do. They study young. Amen. Young children. Amen. But I can tell you what. I kind of believe that during those 3 months, amen, that she was, amen, she might have read the Word of God. Amen. She might have been singing songs, amen, and saying things, amen, that she wanted somehow or another to, amen, to wind up in the vine in the spirit of little Moses. All I can tell you is that, amen, there's enough planted there later on that the seed comes up. Come on. Well, Brother Joe, you can't do that in 3 months. You talk to, amen, talk to Moses and Jochebed about that and find out if you can. Amen. I can tell you, you can plant that seed early. Amen. That's the way it needs to be. That child from the time that they come into this world, they should be fully, amen, bathed and baptized, amen, in the Word of God, in the Spirit of God, amen, and in the very essence of, amen, of His presence, amen, to God. Oh, listen, amen, if you want that child to love God, walk with God, keep them in that atmosphere, amen, and let them know when they come into the wrong atmosphere, it'll bother them, amen. You know why folks don't get bothered, amen, when they're in the wrong atmosphere? They've never been taught the right one, maybe, amen. They're down there at the bank, amen, they don't show that to tell them counterfeit bills, they show them the real thing. Amen. They want them to know what the real looks like, so when the false comes across the desk, amen, something comes on and says, hey man, this ain't it. Hello? Amen. That's the way God works. So I gotta hurry. Amen. I better hurry. I know you said that a few times, Brother Joe. Amen. Just bear with me. Amen. So Pharaoh's daughter, amen, took him. And Moses come of age. What does the Word of God say in the book of Hebrews? When he came of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Well, glory. Sound like they've been some success somewhere along the line. Hello? Amen. Choosing to suffer the affliction of the righteous for a season. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, listen. Then the pleasures and the treasures of Egypt. Amen. And seeing Him who is invisible. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Moses got somewhere. Yeah, what did it cost him, Brother Joe? I know the devil says that. Put him on the backside of a desert. Amen. Cast out of Egypt. Amen. But on the backside of that desert, cast out of Egypt. Amen. I can tell you the same God that had been looking over him from the time, amen, before he was born until he was born, and time of time he was raised in Pharaoh's house. Amen. Was still looking for him. And when he passed by, there's a bush burning out there. And it ain't being consumed. Same God, amen, that was with him in Egypt is with him over there, amen, across the backside of the desert. Hallelujah. Amen. The same God that met him over there came back over to Egypt with him. Woo! And wrought miracles and signs and wonders. Amen to God. Where did it all start, Brother Joe? It all started, amen, with a mother. Amen. That's willing to do what God said. That's willing to follow the pattern that God said should be done in the life of that child. Oh, thank God. If it don't start there, I'm afraid it gets harder and harder to get started in the life. Amen. I said it must start there. Amen. I must hurry. Amen. There are many things, amen, in the Word of God. Amen. Says about mothers and fathers and parents. Amen. The Word of God says we are to teach them. Amen. Now teaching. Amen. The Word of God said in Deuteronomy 6 and 7, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Sound like pretty much it should be the gist of the whole conversation. Amen. That we're talking about what God's done. Amen. Listen, I can tell you the best life that ever could be is when a child, amen, has never, amen, had to be, amen, introduced to that world, except that they have been introduced to God, amen, consistently throughout, amen, and they know Him, they love Him, they trust Him, amen. I'm telling you, they ain't no greater, amen, pattern could ever be in the life of a child than that right there. Well, Brother Joe, when they get out, amen, they'll be in trouble. No, they won't. You know why? Amen. Because if they learn to trust God, if they learn to put their confidence and to recognize God and to recognize the good, amen, that God is, and then the evil suddenly, amen, brings a great paradigm to their life. Amen. And if they love God, have learned to trust Him and walk with Him, they'll walk with God. Amen. They'll embrace the good and they'll reject the evil. Too much today. Oh, my kids experience this. I'll say, go ahead. My Bible says that God is not tempted with sin, neither tempteth He any man. My Bible also says, put not the cup to thy brother's lips. In other words, don't tempt somebody to do wrong. God doesn't tempt somebody. Well, so God tempted Job. Amen. That word means He tested him. He is bringing Job. He's bettering him through bringing him through the fire. Amen. The Word of God said, the trying of your faith. God's not trying to destroy us. He's trying to build our faith. Every time God allows us to go through things, it's not to destroy our faith in God. It's to build that faith in God. Amen. So that when we come through that, we're stronger in Him than we were before we entered in. God, amen. How can God? Because God knows where our breaking points is. There's no temptation taking us such as not coming unto man. But with every temptation, He maketh the way of escape. Amen. So teaching that child is a parental duty. It is a duty of the mother and the father. Amen. So they're to teach them. Amen. Judah, we could go on and read other scriptures, but I'm going to have to hurry. Amen. Not only to teach, but the next word is to train them. Amen. I know that we live in a time that the state and the government wants to train your child before you can ever get your hands on them. Amen. Now, some of the things they want to train them, I don't want them to know. Amen. Come on now. I said, I don't want them to know. Well, Brother Joe, you're being hateful. No. Amen. I'm trying to prevent something. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, God didn't say, train them on the test show, tell them about the evil and the good. He said, you just tell them about the good. You train them about what God's done. You show them. You, amen. You teach them. And then the word train, says the Word of God says in Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I trained my child right. They went out and sinned. Amen. But they hadn't departed. I guarantee you, ask them to know what's wrong. They know what's wrong just that fast. They may not live it, but they know down deep. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. The thing about it is, something's got to be planted there so that when they way off course, ain't something deep down in here that's saying, hey, you know it ain't right. You know that ain't it. Come on, if that don't get planted, I'm afraid your child's in a lot of trouble. Amen. That person that has no conscience left because they hadn't been a seed, amen, of faith planted in that child, amen, is in grave danger. Amen. God give us a reason to do this so that God's conviction can work in the life of that child. You'll never give your child anything more precious than holy conviction. Come on with me. I said, you'll never give that child anything more precious. I've often said, amen, those that are familiar with my preaching, that conviction is the most wonderful thing that God's given us. Without conviction, how do I know when I've done wrong or right? When I do wrong, I'm telling you, the fear of God in me says, hey, he don't make me feel good. He makes me feel like I just somebody dropped about 2,000 pounds of bricks on me. Amen. That load, amen, gets heavy. Amen. But I heard Jesus say, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Amen. What does he want me to do? Amen. Dump that sin. Amen. Come to him. Amen. Shed that load. Amen. Take his yoke upon us. I can't take his yoke upon me if I won't depart from iniquity. Amen. When I do things that are wrong, listen, repentance is a part of life. It's a part of the Christian life. Amen. When I do wrong, amen, God's given me what to do. Repent of that matter. Amen. I ain't telling nobody I'm sorry for doing that. Amen. Then I tell you, you're in trouble. You're going to carry that load and it'll carry you right on, amen, into eternity, undone. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. The blood's there. Amen. Because none of us, amen, that are without mistakes. I don't care who we are, how long we've been living, how much we've learned. We go make errors. And when we do, we need to learn how to make it right. You know what made David a man after God's own heart? He's a repentant man. Not that David's without fault. We got, amen, Bible that shows us that David made major errors. But I can tell you one thing he didn't do wrong. He didn't get stubborn like Saul did and stick his feet in the mud and say, I ain't going to repent, blame everybody else. But he repented before God. The 51st Psalm is one of the most beautiful passages in the Word of God. Amen. Teach your children. Amen. Train them up in the way that they should go when they're old. They do bad things, but when they do, amen, deep down inside, when they lay down and put their head on that pillow at night, amen, I can tell you something going to go to talking out of their spirit. I got to hurry and hush. I got an uncle that's a preacher. He was kind of wild in his early days. He got all into them smokes. Amen. And I'm telling you, he thought my whole grandmother prayed about that business. He'd lay down, he'd have them smokes hid under his pillow at night. Amen. And I'm telling you, he'd wake up and he'd say, I swatted my pillows on fire. Amen. I couldn't sleep, felt like my whole pillow in my head and all was on fire. Grab them cigarettes, chuck them out the window. Oh, Brother Joe, now, come on. I want to tell you something. Amen. God knows how to turn conviction on and then turn the heat up. Amen. Oh, Brother Joe, I don't know. That's miserable. Hey, I'd rather have somebody be miserable over sin and get it right than to be comfortable in that sin and go to hell. Woo! Where that gonna start? I can tell you, start with that mother. Amen. Glory to God. She's gonna have a major influence in the life of that child. Amen. I can tell you, mother, even children that can't see, they smell that mother. They know her. They know her voice. Ooh, you talk about influence. Amen. Jesus said, He said, my sheep know my voice, stranger, they will not follow. Amen. Come on. Amen. You train that child what's right, they'll follow that principle. Amen. Somebody comes along saying it's all right, do this. They say, hold it just a minute. Amen. Something down deep in here says, hey, I ain't right. Hello? You want to keep the children out of trouble? Amen. Train them up right. Amen. They may not always. Amen. But if they do, they're going to still do it over a voice that's crying in their spirit saying it ain't right.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.